And with New Hampshire facing that major nor'easter today and 1 to 2 feet of snow expected, and of course the problems with town elections, we're joined now by Governor Chris Nunes to talk about that. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Rick. I just got to say it is a pleasure to hear your smooth and calm voice talk about the impending severity of a pummeling storm.
Oh, I mean, in all thank you very much.
I want to hire you into our emergency operations center.
Well, thank you, Governor. I appreciate the job offer there.
Very reassuring.
I wanted to start with what we did see yesterday with regard to town meeting and the storm. Some towns postponed voting while state election officials argued that they didn't have that authority. So there's confusion there. Now, you've encouraged towns to go forward with voting today. How come?
Well, first and foremost, we always want to make sure voters are able to vote. You don't want any calls for a voter suppression, or that we created so much confusion that people weren't sure what to do. So we have to understand that for those towns that have closed, and a lot of them had made that decision even earlier than we had a chance to speak with them around midday, there's still going to be folks that likely show up that didn't get that message. They're going to be knocking on the door. So one thing we encouraged those towns to do, if they so chose to close, was to at least have someone available with an absentee ballot, right? If somebody might not be here next week or be here in a few days to vote when the new vote might happen, the postponed vote may happen, you don't want them to walk away thinking that their vote doesn't matter and they don't have that opportunity. So there are a lot of risks involved with closing. You also have a lot of towns, remember, that share cooperative school districts. So you're going to have situations, undoubtedly, where some of those towns are voting in the school district on school budget measures and some are not. And so you get to the question of, do you release the results of the vote, right, the next day if the entire vote hasn't been taken? I think you can, but we wanted folks to check with that constitutionally. So that just creates a dynamic. This is a very severe storm. There's no doubt about it. Nothing we haven't seen before, but it's very severe. People have to take precautions. They have to give themselves extra time. It's really going to encompass the most of the day, and it's really going to come down heavy. I mean, we're going to have some real visibility and commuting issues.
So if people are going to go out to vote, they really need to get out early if they can.
That was our recommendation.
Yeah.
That was our recommendation. But we understand that, again, we wanted to make sure that towns, I believe that towns, there was some ambiguity as to in the law. There were some folks at the state that said we had to mandate everyone stay open. I was not going to do that. I think towns have to make that decision on their own. There are public safety issues to bear, and we take that very seriously as well. But it will cause some confusion. And,
sure.
And again, we just want to make sure voters aren't suppressed, that everyone has a chance. Town meeting and town vote is a very important part of our fabric here in New Hampshire, and we don't want that to be thwarted. By the way,
I know, Governor, we have limited time. I just got a couple of quick questions for you, Governor. I did want to ask you about Democratic leaders are planning to introduce some emergency legislation to ensure that results from any town elections that were postponed would be enforceable. Is that an effort that you can support?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I said yesterday we need some legislation to clear up the confusion and make it and provide a legal process for these towns, just so they know what to do with their votes and their results at the end of the day.
Yeah, how does the state, end this confusion in the future? How do we avoid this?
Well, I think on a technical side, you have to clarify the difference between voting day and election day. It's a subtlety in the law, and that's where the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, myself, the Speaker, we were all talking yesterday, and that's where there's some ambiguity. So we just need to clarify that and make sure people understand what the rules are and what the mandates need to be.
What other preparations is the state doing today for this storm? What's been going on?
Well, obviously, we've been tracking this for a couple of days. Our emergency operations center will be open this afternoon for local communities, municipalities who need some extra resources and communication tools. We really have one of the best emergency centers in the country, frankly. Perry Plummer and his team always do a great job up there. We're getting the word out as best we can to folks. Again, if you can stay home, stay home. If you have flexibility, use it. We gave the departments at the state level. We are a business, but we have given departments flexibility to allow non-essential personnel to use that flex time. I believe the courts have decided to stay open. It was their choice to remain open throughout the day, so people should know that. Another reminder, if I may, virtually every school is closed, so please remember, we're going to have a lot of kids out there. They're going to be enjoying the snow, but when you're taking the extra time, be sure you have visibility in your cars. You're watching out for kids. They're going to be in the roads. They're going to be in their yards and whatnot. So we just need to make sure safety is of utmost concern. Nothing we haven't seen before, but I think we all got really comfortable with spring last week, didn't we? I mean, it was beautiful to have 60 degrees here. But at the end of the day,
we know better than that.
Look, the one positive here is it will undoubtedly set up for a great weekend in the White Mountains, whether you're snowshoeing or cross-country skiing or downhill skiing or just taking advantage of the great things we have in our state. It'll be an economic push for us at the end of the season.
Absolutely.
And that will be great for everybody.
A plug for some tourism. Quickly, I do want to ask you about your decision to place the head of DCYF on administrative leave. This came after a report in the Concord Monitor about the closure of more than 1,500 cases in a two-day period last year. Can you talk about your reaction to that story and what the state's doing?
Well, I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. I read the story over the weekend. I got on the phone immediately with Commissioner Myers. He read the story for the first time over the weekend. I think it's safe to say he was as appalled as I was. I immediately instructed him to go in, sit down with the department heads, find out what this was, why this would happen. The fact that the state would close 1,500 cases over 2 days, there's no way to do that without just kind of some arbitrary closures of cases. So, following that conversation, we put the director on administrative leave immediately. It was not a proper action. We have a lot of problems in that department, and unfortunately, this story. And I thank I think it was the Concord Monitor who broke the story. Just was another highlight of some of the injustice, frankly, that's going on over there. So we're going to likely bring in a special investigator to look at these cases. Some may have been closed properly, but it is very likely, I think that's safe to say, that many of them were not closed properly. And at the end of these issues, we have to remember, these aren't just files, these aren't just cases, these aren't just statistics, these are people, these are kids, these are potentially abused children that actually demand that we step up and do what is right to provide them the protection that they can't provide themselves. That is a responsibility of the state. We take it very seriously here. I'm not going to stand around and make excuses and placate ineptitude in management in this state, especially when it comes to our kids.
Governor Sununu, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Rick.
Stay out of the storm.